Their voice has gone out into all the earth. The heavens declare the glory of God.
Wisdom.
The reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Galatians.
Let us be attentive.
Brethren, I would have you know that the gospel which was preached by me is not man's gospel. For I did not receive it from man, nor was I taught it, but it came through a revelation of Jesus Christ. For you have heard of my former life in Judaism, how I persecuted the church of God violently and tried to destroy it. And I advanced in Jerusalem beyond many of my own age among my people, so extremely zealous was I for the traditions of my fathers. But when he who had set me apart before I was born and had called me through his grace was pleased to reveal his son to me in order that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not confer with flesh and blood, nor did I do up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me. But I went away into Arabia, and again I returned to Damascus. Then, after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to visit Cephas and remained with him for 15 days. But I saw none of the other apostles except James, the Lord's brother.
Peace be to you, the reader. Wisdom, arise, let us hear the Holy Gospel. Peace be with you all.
The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Let us be attentive.
At that time, as Jesus arrived at the country of the Gadarenes, there met him a man from the city who had demons. For a long time he had worn no clothes, and he lived not in a house but among the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him and said with a loud voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High? I beseech you, do not torment me." For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of him. For many a time it had seized him, he was kept under guard and bound with chains and fetters. But he broke the bonds and was driven by the demon into the desert. Jesus then asked him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Legion." For many demons had entered him, and they begged him not to command them to depart into the abyss. Now a large herd of swine was feeding there on the hillside, and they begged him to let them enter these. So he gave them leave. Then the demons came out of the man and entered the swine, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and were drowned. When the herdsmen saw what happened, they fled and told it into the city and in the country. Then people went out to see what had happened, and they came to Jesus and found the man from whom the demons had gone, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And those who had seen it told them how he who had been possessed with demons was healed. Then all the people of the surrounding country of the Gadarenes asked him to depart from them, for they were seized with great fear. So he got into the boat and returned. The man from whom the demons had gone begged that he might be with him, but he sent him away, saying, "Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you." And he went away proclaiming throughout the whole city how much Jesus had done for him.
Peace be to you, the herald of the gospel. Morning. A little more than 10 years ago, I remember being on the Boston College campus, not as undergrad, as not that young, as students were being dropped off for freshman orientation. They're dropped off for freshman orientation. I remember it vividly. It was an overcast day. Cars pulled up to the curb. Parents brought their young adult children to dorms, unpacking cars full of boxes and furniture. Some parents looked proud. Most of them looked nervous. They couldn't believe they were saying goodbye. At least one parent even got choked up as she said goodbye to her daughter. Emotionally speaking, what was going on was hard to digest. Now keep that scene in your mind. In today's gospel lesson, after Christ healed the demoniac, the people of the country of the Gadarenes didn't understand. Remember, this is, he was possessed. They found him. Then he was out in the desert. They couldn't digest it. Instead of having joy when the man was healed, they were, as the gospel tells us, seized with fear and asked Christ to depart from them. The Gadarenes wanted physical distance from Christ. They asked Christ to leave. The Gadarenes, of course, like all of us, needed the message of the gospel. Despite asking Christ to leave, they still needed the gospel message. The healed demoniac man did the exact opposite. Instead of asking Christ to leave, he wanted to be with Jesus. He sat at Jesus' feet, listening to him. When Jesus was leaving, the healed man didn't want to stay in the country of the Gadarenes, but instead, he wanted to travel with Jesus. He wanted to stay physically close to Christ in contrast with the other Gadarenes. But Christ said, "No, you can't come with me." But why? I will try to answer this in a moment. Like the Gadarenes, sometimes we, or oftentimes people we know, don't understand God's work and want to be distant from it. We know people who are staying away spiritually and physically from Christ's work, just like the Gadarenes. These people, like those living in the country of the Gadarenes, are in need of the gospel, in need of healing, in need of hearing about God's saving work. They need to hear the gospel. We are surrounded by people who need to hear the gospel, the good news. They might be our cousins, our grandchildren, our godchildren, our children, our friends, our co-workers, people who grew up in faithful families, as well as people who never have heard Christ's message. But oftentimes, we just want to leave that behind us. We don't want to deal with it. We don't want to face the responsibility of sharing the gospel with those who need it. To
too often, we don't want to get involved. We'd rather just focus on ourselves and not reach out to others. Like the healed demoniac man, we ask to travel with Christ, but want to leave behind our own situation. We want to come to church, but we don't want to reveal our faith to others. We want to hear the gospel reading, but we don't want to share it. We want to focus only on our own salvation, but think it's too hard to reach out to others, even to those closest to us. But Christ says no to that. Why? Although the healed demoniac man was clothed in his right mind, and although he sat at Jesus' feet learning about the good news, when the demoniac man who was healed asked to follow Christ, Christ sent him away, saying, "Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you." Let me repeat that. Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you. Christ said no to the healed man's idea, but he gave him a different job, to preach in his home. The healed demoniac, unlike other healed people, like, let's say, St. Paul, he was called to preach at home, not to be a traveling apostle. Christ also wanted the healed demoniac to stand on his own, not simply to sit at his feet learning, but to also actively do something about his healing. Christ didn't want the healed demoniac to remain sitting at Jesus' feet, listening and learning from Christ. Christ wanted him to also share the good news. Christ wanted the healed man to share with others all that God had done for him. The most prominent modern scholar in recent years of the Gospel of Luke, Dr. Bovon, wrote about this passage. He wrote this: "A childish dependence would replace the ethical responsibility of being a Christian. To be healed means for Luke to assume a duty. To be healed means for Luke to assume a duty." This healed demoniac was not qualified, like St. Paul was, to share the gospel, but God still worked through him. His personal testimony was his own qualification to witness about God. He wasn't a scribe, he wasn't a rabbi, he wasn't an expert in the law of Moses. He was simply a man whom God had healed. The healed demoniac not only told of God's miracle in his life to his family, but as the gospel tells us, he went away, proclaiming throughout the whole city how much Jesus had done for him. Although the townspeople asked Christ to leave, that was not the end of the story. The healed man preached there. Eventually, it became a Christian region. And although Jesus left, the man still preached. By the 5th century, the country of the Gadarenes became an important Christian pilgrimage site. In fact, by 538 AD, that area became the largest monastic complex identified by archaeologists in modern Israel. You can still visit the remains of the large Byzantine church there today. Could the healed demoniac have ever imagined that beautiful outcome? Few are called to be traveling apostles, but we have all received the good news as did the healed demoniac. God wants us to talk about God in the home. Did you know that a Pew Research study noted that parents talking to their children about God is the main indicator or correlation if the kids will be involved with the church as young adults? Declaring how much God has done for us is powerful. We don't have to be biblical scholars. We don't have to be famous professors. We don't have to be archbishops. We can declare to those close to us how much God has done for us. We can declare all that God has done for us by praising Him, having joy on a feast day, praying, reading the Bible to our kids, thanking Him, talking about God and all that He has done for us. Let's start with those closest to us, in our homes, with our relatives, as did the healed demoniac. A respected priest and professor of the study of the Church Fathers at our seminary, an author of many books, once told my class, he told our class, that he learned the most about God not from any priest, not from any professor, not from any monk, not from any book. He learned the most about God from his simple, uneducated, prayerful, faithful grandmother. That's the power of declaring how much God has done for you. We are sitting here in God's house before the foot of His holy altar. We hear Christ's word. We receive His healing. But He wants us to do something about it. Like the students being dropped off at Boston College, God hopes that once we leave the house, we will grow up and do good things, even great things. God hopes that when we leave, we will do something about what we have learned. Once we leave the house, this church, God hopes that we will stand on our own as Christians. We need to do something about God's healing us. To be healed means to assume a duty. We need to be like the healed demoniac and obey these words. Return to your home. Declare how much God has done for you. Amen. That.